I'm Kelly Beatty, the editor of Night Sky Magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during January. As the gift-giving season comes to an end, maybe now you've got a shiny new telescope to call your own. Congratulations, you're on the way to discovering many amazing things in the night sky. But here's a tip. Fumbling with unfamiliar screws and knobs out in the dark and cold is no fun. So, before you go outside, set up your scope completely and make sure you understand how it works indoors. And here's another tip. You don't need a telescope to enjoy the beautiful winter sky. Just bundle up warmly, don't forget your head and your feet, and come along with me. Say the words early January, and I immediately think meteors, specifically the quadranted meteor shower, which peaks in the first week of each new year. These meteors get their name from Quadrans Muralis, an obsolete constellation near the handle of the Big Dipper. The meteors seem to radiate from that point in the sky. Usually we can count on the quadrantids to give us a brief but intense burst of meteors, but not this year. The shower peaks on the night of January 3rd, when the full moon will be in the sky all night long. That brilliant moonlight might be romantic for some, but it makes for lousy meteor watching because it washes out all but the brightest streaks of light. Give the bright moon a few more days to exit the evening sky, then head outdoors when it's good and dark. The quadrantids will be long gone, but the great thing about winter is that the sky can be incredibly clear, making the stars seem all the more like dazzling gems. And this time of year features an amazing collection of bright stars. Make a note of where the sun sets in the sky, over in the southwest. Now, if you're lucky enough to have a really clear horizon in that direction, keep looking that way as twilight deepens. That dazzling star down near the horizon is actually the planet Venus. Right now it sets by about 6 p.m., but in the months ahead it'll get higher and easier to spot. So instead, let's head over to where there's more going on. Turn around so you're facing east. Once it gets dark, you'll see the stars of Orion, the mighty hunter, striding up from the eastern horizon. Look in particular for a trio of bright stars in a vertical row. These mark Orion's belt, and there's nothing else like them anywhere in the sky. Now look to the left of the belt, by about the width of your fist held at arm's length. That bright star is called Betelgeuse, and it marks the hunter's shoulder. Maybe you've heard it as Betelgeuse, like that weird movie character. Use whatever works for you. Study Betelgeuse a bit, and maybe you'll notice that it's got a warm, almost peachy color. That's because this star is a red supergiant, a truly massive star that's swollen to tremendous size in its old age. How big is big? If Betelgeuse were the center of our solar system, then not only Earth, but even Mars would be orbiting inside the star. But Betelgeuse still looks like a pinpoint in our sky because it's very far away, about 400 light years. To the right of Orion's belt, again about a fist away, is another very bright star that marks the hunter's knee. This star, called Rigel, shines with an intense blue-white light. Rigel is roughly twice as far away in space as Betelgeuse, yet it looks a little brighter. Why so? It turns out that Rigel is one of the most prodigious stars in the known universe. It pumps out 40,000 times as much light as our own sun. And whereas Betelgeuse looks reddish because its surface is relatively cool, Rigel is literally white-hot, about 20,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Now let's hunt down a couple of star clusters. Shift your gaze upward from Orion's belt by about two fists until you run into another bright beacon with a slightly orange cast. That's a red giant star called Aldebaran, and it marks the angry eye of Taurus, the bull. Aldebaran also serves as the anchor for a loose, V-shaped cluster of stars called the Hyades. In early evening, the V is lying on its side, with its bottom pointing to the right, and its top, the bull's horns, pointing to the left. Depending on the darkness of your sky, you might be able to pick out anywhere from just a few to as many as 20 stars in the Hyades. Curiously, Aldebaran doesn't officially belong to this group. It's just a bright star that happens to lie between us and the cluster. Keep looking higher up in the sky, by about the width of another fist, until you see a fuzzy little spot that you can just cover with the tip of a finger. This is also a star cluster, called the Pleiades. Another name for it is the Seven Sisters, or, in Japanese, Subaru. You think I'm kidding, right? Well, the next time you see a Subaru on the street, go check out the logo. It's a stylized group of stars. In Greek mythology, the Pleiades were the seven daughters of Atlas and Pleione. When Atlas angered some other gods, he was ordered to support the whole world on his shoulders as punishment. Devastated, the daughters all burst into tears, and to ease their sorrow, the head god, mighty Zeus, placed them together in the heavens. This cluster appears in Native American legends as well. One story tells of seven Indian maidens who climb a tree stump to escape from bears. Eventually, the Great Spirit rescues the maidens from their precarious perch and places them in the sky. If you've got a small telescope or even binoculars, take a closer peek at the Pleiades. You'll see that there are dozens of beautiful stars in this grouping, clumped together in the sky like fiery diamonds on black velvet. Long exposure photos show that the cluster is encased in a delicate blue nebula, though it's too faint to see by eye. Hunters, bears, bulls, and maidens, sorting all that out should keep you busy for a while. Next month, we'll spend a little time with Saturn. During January, this famous ringed planet rises in the east in late evening, but it'll be an earlier riser next month. If you want more sky watching tips, check out Night Sky's official website, skytonight.com. Until next time, I wish you clear skies.